If the devil is real, would he try to blackmail you? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Krista Hernandez-Kuhn, who was on our previous show, who was blackmailed into prostitution.
You know, before I knew the Lord, I did a lot of bad things. And even knowing the Lord, I've messed up and done wrong. But the funny thing is, when I did those bad things, a lot of times looking back, I now realized I was being tempted by the devil. And we have a real entity in a spiritual realm giving us ideas, and I would bite the hook. But You know, the sad part about it is, although he's giving us these things to do that are wrong, maybe lying to someone or cheating or whatever, he's taking notes. He's saying, here, have this cake, but I'm going to hold it against you in the future.
Oh, man. You know, when I was an atheist, I was completely unaware that the devil was both tempting me and then later on blackmailing me with that very thing that I thought only I knew.
Yeah.
And he would whisper it in my mind in a way that I thought it was me.
Right.
Or like, was it my conscience? What was going on? But now as a Christian, I'm able to look back and recognize that was not my voice. That was the voice of an entity that was trying to keep me in a box, and how liberating it was when I came to know Christ. Because when I came to know the Lord, I realized God already knows the evil things and the bad things that I've done.
Right.
And he did something about it. He died on the cross. He sent his one and only son, died on the cross, so that I don't have to live in guilt and shame. I can let the skeletons out because my judgment has already been ruled in mercy and grace and truth in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Sometimes we walk around and we think God doesn't know.
Yeah.
And we think other people don't know. So we walk in a very fearful way.
Right.
But the Bible says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Now, that was in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 9. Remember, God already knows. Just confess it to him.
Yeah.
He's already provided a solution through Jesus Christ.
And that's what's so wonderful. When you confess your sins, when you confess your faults, the things you've done, you cannot get that blackmail from the devil. Jesus already forgave us. We're going to hear more about blackmail from Krista Hernandez-Kuhn after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Angel Nails and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Want the pampering you deserve? Come to Angel Nails, your one-stop shop for healthy, long-lasting nail care, including innovative, hydrating manicures and pedicures. Angel Nails is conveniently located in the Applewood Village Shopping Center at 3460 Youngfield Street in Wheat Ridge, just off I-70. Come to Angel Nails with or without an appointment, or call them at 303-234-0702. That's 234-0702.
Do you like listening to the Real Life Radio Show and wish you had a way to share these powerful testimonies with others? Well, now you can. Go to our website at awakeningthenations.com and select from 25 different CDs, each containing 6 real life radio shows covering specific topics such as addiction, pornography, witchcraft, sexual abuse, suicide, and more. For a small donation, we'll send you CDs of your choice. Just go to www.awakeningthenations.com and order yours today. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us once again is Krista Hernandez-Kuhn. She was sharing with us on the previous show that she was a victim of satanic ritual abuse, not only spiritually, but emotionally and sexually, by her own father, who pretended to be a pastor, but really was a satanic high priest in the satanic realm. And he abused her up until, how old were you, Krista?
Oh, he abused me up until he passed away.
Wow.
So even once I was out of the industry, which we're going to talk about, I took my father in, I forgave him and I took him in, and he was in my home with hospice. Ironically, he ended up with tongue cancer.
Wow.
It ended up spreading through his body. But up until then, he had a control over me. He could do a hand gesture towards me or say a certain word that would, you know, bring forth an altar that he had programmed. And even when he was dead, he had control over me until I got freedom.
Because it was in your mind, you had this emotional attachment and probably a lot of fears from what had happened to you as a young girl being sexually abused. And in that time, your mom was even afraid of him. And so she was staying away from the family. And so it came a time in your life where you ended up going somewhere and you were tricked into being trafficked. Can you tell me about that?
Okay. First of all, how it happened, it started through the mind control. Through mind control, you are programmed to be different things. And most people who are in the commercial sex industry or being sex trafficked have been programmed to be what they call beta kittens. So you are chosen that is what you are going to be at a very young age. And then you are programmed to be that. So I was being groomed and programmed to be a bride of Satan and a server of man. Hmm. So at 18 years old, my father had a hookup at a bar and he said he could get me a job as a bartender with no experience. And the night that he went to go get me clothes for this job, he was telling me the skimpier the better, Krista. He even reached his hand down my shirt and lift my breast up and said, the more cleavage you show, the more money you're going to make. Hmm. Long story short, they had dancers that would come in and they were short one night. And so they asked me, would I fill in? And I did. And before I knew it, I was dancing around tons of men with pasties on and a thong. And in that moment, I felt a false sense of empowerment. I felt loved and accepted in a very twisted way, but I also felt very disgusted by the way they were looking at me as if I was meat on a bone. Mm. I ended up getting pregnant. And so I left that job and ended up going to live with my mom. And after having my daughter, we got a phone call from my siblings that were still living with my father stating that he had been arrested because my siblings finally came forward about the sexual abuse. So we had to go get them. And my mom was not stable. So first of all, there was a lot of shame because here my father was now a registered sex offender.
Right.
And I didn't want my daughter to go through what I had been. And I'm feeling like I've brought my child into this jacked up family.
Right.
So my next thought was I need to provide for her. And so I entered into the strip club.
Mm. And when you did that, there was someone waiting for you who took advantage of that.
Yes. And so this was back in 1993, and I entered into the strip club. And shortly after I started working there, there was a girl who befriended me, and she did that by offering me free drugs, which made what I was doing a whole lot easier. Mm-hmm. And then she told me that she would give me $50 if I would drive her places. And again, this was 1993. So $50 sounded like a great deal not to have to be in the back room giving private dances, getting sexually assaulted 100% of the time.
Oh, man.
And so I started driving her. And over the course of time, I asked her what she was doing. She said modeling lingerie or doing private bachelor parties. The word human trafficking was not spoken of back then. Mm-hmm. And over the course of time, she was bringing out tons of money, enticing me. And she finally said, you could make what I make, but you'll have to talk to the boss.
So you were like, well, let me go where the money's at. But you had no idea it was going to lead you into a trap. Tell us about that.
So I had the phone call with the boss, which was actually a female. And she said to me that they were going to send me to a regular to see if I was capable of making the cut. And this is what I think is very important for people to hear. Trafficking in the United States of America does not look like the movie Taken. Less than 5% of cases look like that in the United States. It's more so done through fraud and coercion. And blackmail.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. And she used the word capable. Okay. So they prey on your vulnerabilities. She already knew I was very broken and all the stuff I had been through. And then you're going to put me up to a challenge and ask me, am I capable? So I showed up to that regular and I'll never forget walking up to that door. And he was this short, fat, bald-headed used car salesman in every sense of the word. And he placed $250 in my hand. And he told me I was to call the boss and let them know that I was there. And so I instantly knew something was off, but I followed instructions. I called the boss and they told me, if you don't call us in 40 minutes, then we're going to call you out. So they gave you 20 minutes to, I guess, get cleaned up. And then I was to meet them down the street with their part of the money. And in that moment, when I hung up with them, the guy, the car salesman, was making innuendos. And I knew in that moment he expected a whole lot more of me to make the cut. And so I thought of whatever I could do to please him without having to have intercourse, because I thought oh, you can do whatever you want to my body as long as you don't take that. And that time I was able to get away with it. And I remember scrubbing my chest raw in that bathroom, and the boss was right down the street to meet me. And in that moment, they instantly had another place to send me. And I can't tell you why I didn't say no in that moment. Well, I can tell you. I was programmed my whole life not to say no. I didn't have a voice. No wasn't an option. And the next call they sent me to was at a famous golf resort, and it was five men. And when I walked in, I was being sent from room to room, and you would hear them say, yeah, buddy, have her do this. And that broke me. When I got to the boss that time, I said, I can't do this anymore. And they said, you will do this because we have footage of you in there with those five men, and you're nothing but a dirty whore, and you're never going to get a real job. And so I continued to work for them. I didn't have a gun to my head, but that was the fraud and the blackmail and the coercion that they used. And they had me on over 10 calls a night for the next 3 years until I got pregnant with my son.
Oh my gosh. You know, there's so much more to this story, and we're going to have to take it to another show, because there is where you're going to share where you got complete freedom and breakthrough. And it wasn't through money. It wasn't through a job. It was through Jesus. And we're going to pray for those who are in that type of control right now, who feel like there's something over their head that they have to do the job that they're doing, but there is a way out. And we're going to pray for them right now. And we're going to hear the next part of your story on our next show. So thanks so much for being real with us and sharing this, Krista.
You're welcome.
You know, I want to take a moment and really challenge this idea that there is no devil or no Lucifer. The truth is, there is. There is an entity that is trying to lure the souls of men and women to trap them. And we have to realize that things may look so nice on the outside, but as it goes further along, it becomes a trap, because Satan wants to trap people and take them straight to the pit of hell. Father, we just pray right now. Please illuminate to all of us who are listening, where we may be somewhere along the hook, if we've seen the hook in our lives, trying to tempt us to go along to get more. But let us, rather than turning to the enemy, what I mean is Satan, let us, Lord God, turn to you, the one whom the Bible says will provide for us, will take care of us,
yes,
who won't trap us, but will give us freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are the spirit of freedom, Lord.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, we love you. We pray for those who are being trapped. But, Lord God, right now, we just thank you that
free,
you
Lord.
Are freedom. And we
yes,
receive
Jesus.
You, Jesus. We believe in you. We know you are the freedom that we all need
yes.
to get set free from the bondage of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Call out to Jesus, and he will direct your path and bring you true freedom. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.